Here is the latest on xtalks.com. New research suggests that macrophages are important when looking at reducing inflammation and promoting tissue repair. Hello, I'm Mira Nabulsi, multimedia editor and webinar moderator for xtalks.com, and welcome to this edition of xtalks Vitals. XTalk spoke with Dr. Jalees Rahman, a cell biologist, physician, scientist, a professor of medicine, pharmacology, regenerative medicine, and bioengineering at the University of Illinois in Chicago, about a new study published in Nature. The study focuses on macrophage programming. Take a listen to what he had to say.
In recent years, it has become apparent that macrophages, which are very important immune cells, they come in very different types. There's not just one kind of macrophages, but macrophages that can increase inflammation, which might be really important to activate the immune system and fight off pathogens like bacteria. But there's also macrophages which help turn off the inflammation later on, because what the body doesn't want is an hyperactive immune system all the time. And it appears that there's cues and signals that regulate when do certain macrophages appear, when do they disappear, and others start appearing, and that's called macrophage programming. Well, if the lung, for example, is exposed to severe inflammation or injury, such as during a pneumonia or a viral injury, how would the macrophages in the lung respond? And what we found is that not only did we see multiple types of macrophages, ones which are inflammatory and ones which are anti-inflammatory, which help turn off inflammation and heal the tissue, but we also found that the blood vessels of the lung actually instruct the macrophages what to become. What we found is that if we give this molecule that is released by blood vessels, it prevents the severe inflammation, both in this bacterial toxin and with the chemical. So our hope is, what if we found the switch that could tweak the fate of macrophages, and whether they're inflammatory or anti-inflammatory, and if we could turn on that switch, flip the switch and make them more anti-inflammatory, maybe what we discovered could be a general principle and used in all forms of lung inflammation and lung injury, such as COVID-19.
The main inspiration to focus on the lungs in this study is because lung injury is a devastating disease and one of the leading causes of death in the intensive care unit. And after a lot of research, there is still not one way to prevent the lung from being hyperinflated and hyperactive. In other words, there is no research to prevent acute respiratory distress syndrome. In the research, scientists focused on endothelial cells and respondent 3. Could you please tell me about how this came to be?
So we took blood vessel endothelial cells and we cultured them in a dish, in a petri dish, together with monocytes or macrophages, and we found that if the macrophages were exposed to these blood vessel endothelial cells, they were much more likely to become anti-inflammatory. So then we screened all the factors that are released by the blood vessel endothelial cells, and we found this one factor really stood out. That factor was really released at high levels, and really interestingly, when inflammation was turned on, it was even further released at even higher levels. So we thought, well, maybe this is a cue, a signal, how these two cell types talk to each other. And this molecule, respondent 3, was also interesting because in other research, it had also been found to help regenerate tissues, for example, in the liver. So we put these things together and we said, well, maybe this molecule, this respondent 3 molecule, which is a known regulator of regeneration, and it happens to be released in our lung blood vessel cells at high levels, maybe this is programming the macrophages and helping repair the lung tissue during inflammation.
Where is this study heading?
So there are a couple of directions that we're pursuing. One is, can this be generalized to other forms of injury? The other direction is, but is it possible that the same inflammation occurs in other organs?
This study is a great example of how different complexities of different cell types talk to each other. And this is something that's happening more and more frequently, bringing immunologists and blood vessel biologists together, for example. Dr. Rahman hopes to see more of this crossover to develop science research even further in the future. Visit xtalks.com for more information on the story and other featured story on our website. I'd like to thank Dr. Rahman for this lovely interview and hope you have a great day.